It's rare that I'm ever mute when it comes to astrology, but the energy this week and the planets and the current lineup has been super intense. And while intense is not bad, it definitely makes for some heavy mental processing and has brought a lot up around about how we ask questions. And while Aquarius represents the collective and the community and the global consciousness and the social landscape, friendship groups and things like that, current planetary alignments have been super busy on all fronts. And we currently have a Mercury in retrograde happening as well. So this week we saw five planets sitting in the sign of Aquarius, and that is called a stellium. And a stellium is when three or more planets cluster into one sign. And an Aquarius stellium is quite rare. It's the first time we've had all of these planets sit here since 1962. Yeah, but what does that mean? Means that a lot of movement has happened within the 11th house, and our 11th house in astrology presents how we energize into the world, into our social groups, communities, friendship groups, how we fit in or we don't fit in, whether you're extroverted within those groups, introverted within those groups, weird within those groups, unique, and how you bring newness around. So in this stellium, we have got the sun, which is our outward projection of self. And the question there is, how do I show up within my community? We have Jupiter, which is how I expand into my community. We have Saturn, where do I restrict myself within my community? We have Mars, where is my drive and ambition within this community? And we have Venus, where do I love, value, honour and respect myself within this community? Oh, and then we have Mercury. How do I communicate within these communities? This is a lot of action within Aquarius. And the Aquarius archetype is all about information. It's all about knowledge and how you share your knowledge, i.e. the water bearer who pours her knowledge into the earth. Aquarius is a fixed air sign. And on top of this, we have a Mercury in retrograde, a time to revisit, realign, reinvent, and a time just to sit and re-evaluate everything came up for us in the previous season, which is Capricorn season, and that was all about our structures, our foundations, how we are sustainable within those, the inner, the outer, the micro, the macro, the interpersonal and the transpersonal. And the Aquarius archetype is also about finding your language within your tribe, and it's all about being weird, it's all about being an oddity, it's all about being unique. And what that looks like for you. The age of Pisces is the old, and the age of Aquarius is the new. And the old age of Pisces has everybody wondering how they fit in, how can they best people please, and how can I be everything to everybody? But the new age of Aquarius really doesn't give a shit, because it's all about how you project being an individual, a sovereign being, living in your own freedom, living your own truth. And as citizens of humanity, this is something as humans that we struggle with internally and externally. And in a collective of Bodhisattvas, who are people who constantly go and seek knowledge and forgo their own enlightenment for the sake of the collective, now really is a time to transcend that in Aquarius season. And you don't have to be in Aquarius season for Aquarius to matter to you. Looking and finding where Aquarius sits within your chart is always good, because it will give you some indication as to what area you need to work on. And that is usually depicted by the house and then the archetypal energy of Aquarius. Where do you need to find more individualism, more innovation, more uniqueness, more freedom around your own truth, what that looks like to you, what that feels like to you, and how you can use that going forward. And as with all planetary alignments, these come up for you. They happen for you rather than to you. So, what's the point? What's the point of all of this stuff coming up? As we are sitting just in Aquarius season, we are in between seasons. So we've just come from Capricorn season, which is where we value our structures, our foundations, our money. And we're in Aquarius season where we find truth and knowledge and expansion around that. And we're going to head into Pisces season. And Pisces season is 12th house. It represents the superconscious and the subconscious and everything in between that. It also highlights where we are addicted, where we have attachments, and how we go into our victim consciousness or shadow work and dream time and dream state, and how we enter into that conscious flow that is life. So it's all come up to clear before we head into Pisces season. And Pisces season is the elder of the signs, because it is the last sign, the last house, and the end of the astrological year. And when we look at astrology through the evolutionary process, Aries is the child and Pisces is the elder. And as humans, how do we evolve from the child into the elder? What have we learned? How are we going to integrate this? What does this mean for you as an individual rather than as a collective? Pisces season can bring up our savior complex, where we believe it is our job to save other people. But the astrology of 2020 dictated that you are to save yourself, which is what Aquarius season is all about, because when you save yourself, you can in turn then save others. So this new moon is super complex, because we are asking those questions of how do we expand into love, Venus? How do we expand into the right direction and course correct, Mars? How do we communicate that then to the world? How do we become our best self and expand out the sun? And where are you limiting yourself with your expansion into the communities, friendship groups, social groups that you are a part of? Saturn. So this week energetically has been rough for some people, but we also have to remember that whilst in this global pandemic, it's not always about us, and people are in their abundance massively. And why are some people in their abundance? Because it is their timing. So when you understand time, you understand where you are supposed to be and that you are always essentially in the right place. Yes, the new moon is about new intention, but it's also the end of a completion cycle, so we can start a new one. And that completion cycle started with the Leo new moon back in August. And that brought up themes around inner child, abandonment, wounds, creativity. And Aquarius season is innovation and your creativity. It's high-end science and tech and how you evolve personally into the digital age. And Aquarius season usually dictates that we live in a utopian world, and we are always aiming for a state in which things and everything is perfect. And we always know that things do not work like that. We end up with a love and light version of how Aquarius should be. And really, we are actually living more towards an imagined state of society where there is great suffering and injustice. And how can this be in Aquarius season, when the overall energy is that utopian feeling? So asking on this new moon, where are you your biggest activist? Where are you placing your time and energy? Where are you placing your love, Mars? Where are you placing yourself, the sun? Where are you placing your communication, Mercury? Where are you placing your time and energy around love, Venus? And because utopian and dystopian both sit on the law of polarity, and there is not much between that because it is two ends of the same stick, where does that sit for you, that perfect ideal societal norm that you feel that you have to fit in? Love looks this way, work looks this way, future looks this way, the past looks this way. This is the new moon. And trying to find where your magic sits and fits in all of that is essentially the message. And it's definitely something to work with in this new moon in Aquarius.